Hey, you're listening to the Speaking of Music podcast.
Hey guys, we're back.
And today we are going to talk about Special by Lizzo.
Let's jump right into background info.
Yes, let us do that. So Special is the fourth studio album from Lizzo, and it was released July 15th, 2022. And it has 12 tracks, and the singles were About Damn Time, Girls, and To Be Loved.
Okay, let's dive right into rankings now.
All right, so I'll start. My rankings are To Be Loved, Break Up Twice, The Sign, Everybody's Gay, About Damn Time, I Love You Bitch, Naked, Special, If You Love Me, Birthday Girl, Coldplay, and Girls.
My rankings are To Be Loved, The Sign, Coldplay, Break Up Twice, If You Love Me, Special, About Damn Time, Everybody's Gay, Birthday Girl, Naked, Girls, and I Love You Bitch.
And mine are To Be Loved, Break Up Twice, The Sign, Everybody's Gay, I Love You Bitch, About Damn Time, Naked, Coldplay, Special, If You Love Me, Birthday Girl, and Girls.
Okay. I really hate I Love You Bitch.
Yes, I do.
I didn't realize.
Okay, so let's kind of jump right in. Because we have a lot to talk about.
So let's start with the first track, which is The Sign. I think that this is a good first track, but I also, it was written to be a first track, the intro of the album.
I think it would have made a good single.
Yeah,
it
could have been like the introduction to the Special era, in my
opinion. It could have
hey, did you miss me?
The intro is very Lizzo, very, very on brand. I think the whole song is very, very on brand, exactly what you'd expect from her.
And I think it has a good consistent energy, mm-hmm. and as you're saying, a good Lizzo energy, and the chorus has it's a good hook. And there are some songs in this album that have less good hooks. So.
Thanks for that. Well, I think that the chorus of the song is super catchy and super fun. And it kind of gets you into the world of Special, the vibe she wants you to get into, self-love, all that healing, accepting that you are who you are and you are perfect and you are worth it. And that's a message she puts out a lot and embedded, in her first song, not in a corny way, not in a cheesy way. And, sometimes it has to be corny and cheesy to get the message across. But, she's just confident in herself and confident that everyone else should be. And that's really special. I didn't mean to do that. Stop looking at me like that.
Okay. And with that, we'll move on to the second track, which is About Damn Time.
So this was the lead single of this album, and it was heavily promoted, heavily part of culture for a solid,
I think,
it's many, many
for a little too long, because I like this song, but it was a part of society for a really long time. I think
on the radio, bam, About Damn Time, or as it was, but you know what I mean.
I think the issue was that, and we've brought this up before, but TikTok obviously got its hands on it, mm-hmm. and there's that the verse two section. I've just seen so many.
But it's the best part, too.
It is the best part.
Yeah.
But it's just been used over and over again to the point where when I heard this song on the radio, the second verse just felt like it just, I stopped listening to the song and I listened to just that verse. And then I started listening to the song and it just felt so, lifted out of the song. Just, a different thing.
And it does feel a little detached from, because it just came with a whole separate
era
connection to it that you have. I don't know, but I like it a lot. In a minute, I'm gonna need a sentimental woman to pump me up. The flow is a lot of fun there.
The flow is really good.
And the dance is fun. Okay, let's be honest, the dance is fun.
It is.
Okay.
It is thick 30. What can we say?
I think this song is a lot of fun. It's a good, it's a very good single.
Yeah,
let's talk about that. The music video was fun. She really got everyone back into her like era, and she hasn't. Okay, she's had a lot of hits, right? But nothing quite shook the world like Truth Hurts up until now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So this was like really good because this is now the Lizzo song on your mind, and it's the song on this album. So while doing promotion for Special, it really made sense that she had this like huge like, hit. Number one
hit. For sure.
Yes. Yeah. No, I saw it because every time it would like go up one more spot, she would post on her Instagram. She'd be like, guys, yeah! It's a number three.
She's so cute. She's so cute. I mean, with that, we can move on to a slightly less than cute song, I think. Is Girls, but it's like girl with an LS tacked on.
I just think that was the first red flag.
Yeah,
the first sign.
Well, like, okay, I was thinking, I saw the track list, I saw this song was coming up next on my Spotify. I was like mentally preparing, like, okay, let me put the name aside and just listen to the song and like see if I like it. Let's not let the name of this song cloud my judgment. However, this song was definitely something. I was really not a big fan of the intro, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I agree. I think that personally what I look for in a Lizzo song is a very catchy, singable chorus, because that's just what I look for. And this one just did not have a good chorus at all.
This one is so too much like Where Them Girls At.
The entire chorus was her saying, where are my girls at? Which is, okay, like I understand, like that's the whole premise of the song. But it's just not appealing.
The CEO pun was good though.
No, yeah, I'll give that. I really love that part. That's my girl, we CEOs and dancing like a CEO. Okay.
It's giving Trader Ho.
I like the way the pre-chorus is structured though. Like, I think it works.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay. I mean, we'll just move past that pretty quickly. I don't think there's a lot much more to say about that song.
Let's move to a song that everyone here very much enjoys. Likes.
Exactly. It is To Be Loved.
Are you ready? Okay. So, I thought, okay, this part she teased, like, before the album, like, the sheesh, girl, I'm about to have a panic attack. I was like, what are you doing? And then it starts, and I was like, oh, this is good.
It was really good.
It's so groovy.
Yeah, the flow is good. And, like, I don't know why, but for some reason, I got, like, the Weeknd vibes from, like, the music.
I was going to bring up that this is...
Yeah, like Blinding Lights, exactly.
That this album is a little more disco-esque, you know, than her last one. And I think that just comes with the fact that pop music in general was in a disco era recently.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what is up with that? I think it needs to be cut off before it gets to be too much.
I agree.
I mean, it's been done well. I like As It Was.
Yeah, it has been done well. Like, I liked Midnight Sky was good.
Midnight Sky was good. Some of Dua's stuff is our, like, I liked the whole disco vibe to that too, but if we go back into like a full on disco era, I think I'll cry. Like, I think
that's where it's headed. But I mean, the song was just done really well, and I think it was a different kind of sound for Lizzo. Like, when I heard this song, I was just pleasantly surprised that this is the direction she decided to take it in.
But it works so
well. It works really well.
The hook is really good. The chorus is very catchy. And that's, you know, what I enjoy. And I think the whole structure of, like, the Am I Ready? And then the girl there in the down and all the other, you know, background vocals coming through. It, like, made a really full flow of the song.
Okay. With that, we're going to move on to some fire nudies.
Oh my god. Be quiet.
Okay, so the next track is I Love You, Bitch. I had some very
Yeah, go ahead, Anisha. Share your feelings.
A lot of strong feelings and thoughts with the song. You know what the song sounds like? Is so when you're in elementary school and it's your friend's birthday and you're like, oh, I wrote a song for you. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like she wrote a song for like a friend for a birthday. She just screams, I love you, bitch, 17 million times in this song.
And it's good. I love you.
But it's not like screaming. It's like she's singing it. There's some melodies in there.
It felt like a joke. Like, that's what I thought about it.
No, you water all your plants and eat your veggies. I'm obsessed with it.
Sure. No, I understand where you're coming from. Like, the perspective makes sense to me. But I like this song because compared to Girls, it feels more genuine. Just the way it was sung. And I also personally just like this style of song over something like Girls.
Yeah, I also think Girls is more like, yeah, my friends got my back, but this is here, like, I love my friends. I appreciate my friends, and I care about them so much.
There are definitely better ways to say that, though.
It's so gorgeous. All right?
She also somehow talks about repossessing organs.
Not, in, like, she's like, give me your heart, no repo. It's like a poem, yeah, but, like,
so it can rhyme with cheat code. Come on. Okay, we're going to move on to the title track of the album, Special.
So, I like this song.
So do I.
I do. I like the message. I like that it's very uplifting. I think that she said it in ways that have been more touching to me personally, but I like it a lot. It's a nice vibe. She performed it on SNL. Loved it. She is so talented as a vocalist, and every time she sings, I get reminded of that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow.
I think that it was a very nice choice for a title, mm-hmm, and a title track.
It encapsulates the album.
Right. It. Yes.
And I like how it's like one word too, instead of, I don't know. Sometimes if titles get a little long and try to explain things in the title, I get annoyed. But using like one word, like an adjective, just to, it's like a more of a statement.
Yeah, I think that I really like the flow of this one, and I also think that the message was done very well. She told whatever story she needed to tell in a way that flowed with the song and that made a lot of sense to the listener. And we see all of the media speculation surrounding her, and we see one side of it, and then to hear her side of it is obviously very different. And I just like how she told her story in the song.
I like how the chorus is, in case nobody told you, you're special.
Yeah.
Right? It's a lot of her brand and a lot of her recent like her show, right, is about, it's not about just her, it's about everyone and how everyone can be special, everyone can be, you know, original or whatever word you want to use for it. And it's not about, like, the whole thing is not about how she did this and then she did that and she wants to be special, right? It's about her giving the love to all her fans and anyone who needs it.
Yeah.
Lizzo is so special. But you know what's also really, really special? This ad break. Here's one for you now. We're back and we're ready to talk about the second half of this album, starting with Break Up Twice.
Yay, Break Up Twice.
Yes, this song is also a general theme. Yes, general favorite. For some reason, I could not find it on your rankings.
Where's
the one? It's four.
Oh,
okay. It is a general favorite among us.
I am very excited to talk about this. First of all, I love that she slows it down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think she does a really good job of having fast songs and slow songs that still keep your attention. And I love the concept of this. You know, trying to give someone a second chance. And she says, you know, I'm not going to break up twice. I'm not going to do this again.
Like, anyone who knows me knows that I don't do that. Like,
I'm giving you an opportunity. Don't mess it up.
Exactly. And that's done really well here. I think that that story is really popular in a lot of different songs, but I like the way that she interpreted it and the way that she, like, put it into a song.
Yeah, I always like when artists take a generally general concept, a concept that has been used in many, many songs and just find a new way to say it using, you know, different words or different vocals or anything like that. And I think that worked out very well for this song.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say, I was listening and then she's like, who's going to put up with you being a Gemini? And I was like, oh my God, Madison Beer, are you
That's
here?
That's what I thought too.
Why are you always such a Gemini?
So weirdly, some of the song reminded me of Good as Hell. I don't know. I think it was might have been like the flow, but overall, the melody is good. Like, it's catchy. There's a lot of good stuff happening here. So,
okay, let's move on to a song that Sophia has a lot to say about.
I'm going to announce this song. I was looking at her like she better not say it. So we're going to talk about Everybody's Gay, because I am about to go on a tangent. So this song is actually really fun.
Yes.
I was a little scared for this song, but it turned out good.
She announced this and I was terrified.
It raised some eyebrows on the track list. Like,
I was like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Like, what is gonna happen?
Okay.
I'm scared for her life and soul, basically.
Everybody's gay, right? And it's a, maybe she's talking about being happy. Maybe she is. But I feel like that's not a very good take on it. And I feel like maybe we shouldn't say that. Lizzo has been very vocal about being an advocate for queer rights, and she loves Pride, and she's very proud. But I think it goes without saying that she has been nominated for LGBTQ awards in not in the ally category. So I think it's important to note that, you know, let's not go off and face every artist with allegations of queerbaiting. Let them just be queer in peace. She doesn't owe you anything. She doesn't owe you shit. Oh my God, sorry. She doesn't owe you anything. And this song is a great representation of being able to have multigender attraction, because she's going from talking about men to talking about how everyone is just a little bit queer and how she has had a journey of her own. So let's not invalidate that. Let's just enjoy the message of the song in peace. And to all of my queer people out there, just live. Just enjoy it. And don't go patrolling everyone else's gay journey, because, you know, you wouldn't like it if someone said that to you.
Exactly. No, that was good. But in the chorus, I like how she rhymes perfectly, safe and gay. Like, I like,
how does it even work?
I don't know how it works, but it does. And it's really funny to me. I liked that. I wasn't a big fan of the verses, although I thought the chorus did make up for that. I don't know. The verses were like a little interesting, you know, like, I don't know. I just wasn't a big fan of the melody there either, but the chorus was really catchy. It was a lot of fun, you know, it was a good time.
I definitely was very scared to listen to it.
Apprehensive.
Very apprehensive. I was like, oh, let me dip my toe in a little bit, you know, before I get all the way in. So the first time I listened to it, I was like, okay. But then when I listened to it more, it definitely grew on me. I, again, like the disco-y feel we get here. I think it worked very well on this album. And I also like the structure of the chorus again. That's similar to the To Be Loved type.
Okay, so
let's move on to Naked, which I was also excited to talk about a little bit too. I like Naked. I like the way she talks about, you know, love and coming across like relationships a lot. And it reminded me a lot of Because I Love You and the song she talks about there, particularly Lingerie, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's slow, it's ballad-y, has those elements. Yeah. And she just wants to talk about, like, you know, as much as she talks about confidence, there's going to be insecurity. And, you know, just talking about how she is worth it, even in those moments of insecurity and in those moments of being with a partner, is really interesting, and I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did too. It was very forward, like straight to the point. She's known for not being afraid to touch on certain topics, right, and being afraid to speak out on her experiences. And this was just another example of that. It was very forward, and she just says it as it is.
Mm-hmm.
I also like that I can add this to my twins playlist. Phineas has a song called Naked.
Yeah, it is good.
There's a lot of songs called Naked.
But they're not all good.
Yeah.
I think that this song has its nice place on the album, and it makes sense on this album. I also like it better than Lingerie. I think
I do too.
Yeah, me too.
In our 'Cause I Love You episode, I think we all had a little bit to say about Lingerie, but I think this song, you know, serving a similar purpose, was much more satisfying to us on this album.
Yeah. All right. So let's move on to Birthday Girl. This is a song about the real birthday girl, unlike Anusha's little rant.
Emosh.
No need to get emosh, but here it is. Is it your birthday, girl? Because you looking like a present.
Sure. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I enjoyed the song. Like, it was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah. It reminded me, I don't know why, but I thought of Sweetest Pie when I heard the song.
Maybe the beats. I think it's fun. I think it was a little strange. Do I like it as much as the others? No. Do I still like it?
Yes. Yeah, it's a good time.
You know what? It's a good time. I think there has to be songs like this. And the production was, like, really nice, actually. It was really clean, which I appreciated.
And I just want to touch on the bridge where she, like, there's people saying their birthdays and their star sign.
That was definitely interesting.
It was a little interesting.
Pretty girls like star signs. You read it on the internet.
I think that it was an interesting choice for this song, and it didn't turn out terrible. Like, it was, I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, definitely not. Okay, with that, let's move on to If You Love Me.
I like the refrain.
So do I.
I love that what Genius labels as the refrain. When the world can't love me to my face, when the mirror lies and starts to break, hold me close, don't let me run away, don't be afraid. I love it, and I love the way she sings it, but I'm not the biggest fan of the, because if you love me, you love all of me, oh, or none of me at all. I feel like it's just an awkward breakdown of it.
I agree with that. I think that the flow wasn't the best that we've seen in this album, and I have to say that that line is a little bit cliche. I think that aside from that part, though, this is another song where, you know, it's very Lizzo-esque. Like, she just says it as it is. She tells a story, and I don't know. I really liked this song.
Yeah, I thought it was, like, it was good. I also forgot that it existed when I was writing this album.
I don't think it's the most memorable.
It's definitely not. I think it's kind of just like a solid album track. It's not one of those special ones that.
Oh my god! Don't say that.
But yeah, I just think it's just pretty solid. I don't really have any major likes or dislikes. Okay, and with that, let's move on to the last track, which is Coldplay.
Oh man,
I didn't expect this to be about Coldplay. Like,
really?
No. I didn't know what it was gonna be about. I just thought, like, oh, Coldplay, but I didn't expect it to actually be about Coldplay.
No, I thought it was okay. See, I have this a thing. So there are many songs that have been named after that were written by a certain artist and have been named after other artists or other people, and I always am very wary of those types of songs. Cause
really?
I'm like, it depends on how the connection ends up.
Dua Lipa by Jack Harlow right now.
So I'm wary of it, because especially if it's an artist or a person that I like or enjoy. Side note, my dad listened to a lot of Coldplay. He played a lot of Coldplay
for us.
I feel like
that's on brand for him.
Yeah.
So I kind of grew up on a lot of Coldplay songs. So I was very, very wary of this song. And I kind of knew, like, the direction went in where she kind of just mentions, like, listening to Coldplay and that kind of thing. Like,
I don't know.
I think that that was the way to do it that made the most sense to me. I just don't think that naming the song Coldplay was necessary.
I just hate the Coldplay sample. Can we talk about that? Like, I just hate it. I'm sorry. I like the song itself, like the idea. I like the message. I like the lyrics. And I like parts of it. But then the sample from the Coldplay sample is just so inconveniently placed within the song.
Yeah. I also just think that Coldplay peaked in 2010. And just the recent stuff has not been my favorite, not been what they could do. So...
Okay, I honestly like the song. You guys are haters. I think that it wasn't the best off of the album, but I think there's a lot of potential with the song. I liked the melody. I liked the ideas. And I feel like this is a side of Lizzo that we don't see in her albums. We see like her self-love stuff. We see her engagement with the media. We hear about that through her songs. We hear all these fun tracks. And then we get something that's, I think, more vulnerable,
yeah,
in a way than, I mean, in this aspect of her life, in when we're talking about her love life, this is arguably one of the most vulnerable songs she's written about that. And I don't know, I just feel like this was a new side to that. And like the album, a lot of the album is her talking about, yes, I'm confident in myself. And we get all of those elements, but then we also hear about her little insecurities when it comes to a relationship. And this song, it was very sweet, and I don't know, it just showed that she's maybe embraced a relationship that she's in. I liked it.
Okay, I have two things.
We're gonna cut you off. I think this might be the most vulnerable, like Anisha was saying. It's because it started off as a freestyle. It was just the thing she said on her mind, and I think that's sometimes the most vulnerable and honest part of songwriting, and I really like the direction that went in. I just don't like the sample. Okay, go.
I think that kind of like a similar train of thought. That's the word, guys. Similar train of thought as Sophia, but a little different. Coldplay songs and Lizzo, you wouldn't think they would mix at all.
I don't
all.
Really know.
Like, they don't really meld together. It's a little different when, you know, artists will sample other artists that their sound is very similar to or something like that. I think that it's worth noting what Anisha said about the song being different than what we've heard on the album. And I think that it could have been executed a little better. Maybe, I don't know how the song like came to be. I don't really know the story behind it or anything, but I feel like they could have picked a better Coldplay sample and just structured the song a little differently, but still kept the Coldplay element of it, and it would have worked out better. And I also think that something else needed to be the last track of this album.
Yeah, I agree with that a little bit. But I like how the album ends up with, like, she's talking about, like, a person that she loves, and she spent the entire album contemplating if she was, like, ready to, like, be in a relationship because she was dealing with a lot of things, like, internally and within herself. And at the end, it's like, well, she is in love, you know? So mm-hmm. I guess, like, that's the journey she has to take, and I like that it leaves kind of some of that open, so I really enjoyed that.
Okay, and with that, I think that's our episode on Special all wrapped up. I think we had fun talking about this album. There was some ups, there were some downs, there were some arounds indeed, but we had a good time. And if there's any other albums that you think we should listen to, please let us know. We have a lot of exciting things coming up, a lot of new releases, and we're going to cover those. But if there's anything else you think we might miss, let us know. Our Instagram is at the Speaking of Music Podcast.
And our TikTok is at Speaking of Music Podcast. So make sure to go follow both of those for all the latest updates. And as always, we'll see you next week.
Bye.